You, and only you, are the creator of your life experience. Everything is energy. And your life experience is a direct result of the energy frequencies you carry within your own personal energetic system. If you're ready to do the work, to upgrade your life, to expand your divine light, stay with me. My name is Debbie Hagedorn, and my words carry the codes, the activations, and the upgrades that you will use to upgrade your own energetic system. Receive these words each time you listen to any of my podcast recordings. Allow them to percolate through your system to help you create aha moments and awareness that you need to let go of all that is no longer serving your highest good right now. Remember who you are, a divine being of light, here during these unprecedented times, as we do the work to raise human consciousness, to bring forth heaven on earth, each in our own unique and individual way. You've got this. Hello, dear ones. I'm sitting here, pondering what to share, the number of things that might choose to come through me is staggering. It's hard to believe, and I'm sure you've noticed how quickly time seems to pass these days. Changes happening at a pace that our minds simply cannot keep up with. And wow, here we are, experiencing the greatest show on earth, our lives. We, you and I, we get to be alive and participating in this most monumental of life experiences. We get to choose, we get to make the choice to accept all that is, to let go of all that is no longer serving our highest good, and to continue to keep stepping forward, one step at a time, on a path that perhaps we can't even see, because we can feel in our heart the guidance that is real, that comes from our divinity, that assures us in faith to levels yet unknown, that there is a new world being built as I speak, and that the new world will serve humanity the way God always intended it to. For we are all one. We are all connected. Divinity, humanity, nature, the trifecta of goodness, of all good things on this planet. And I've struggled with not knowing not knowing how to continue moving forward because I can't see the path. And I made the choice not too long ago to accept this, to accept the fact that I don't know what my path looks like. Acceptance in not knowing. Asking to achieve the highest level of faith that is available to me. Knowing that there is nothing that I need that is outside of myself. That my divinity is always with me, guiding me, assisting me, loving me. And what I know in my heart is the same is true for you, everyone, all of us. As we continue to take one step at a time, as we continue to do what's in front of us, as we continue to accept all that is, to find forgiveness, to let go of judgment and blame and shame and guilt, and ask that all of these empty spaces that you're doing the work to create be filled in with the light of God. You cannot get it wrong. It's not possible. That everything that you have experienced to this point has been perfect, divinely orchestrated for your journey. For every experience offers you the lessons, the seeds, the nuggets of information. Exactly what you needed in that moment to keep moving forward on your path. And what I know to be absolutely true is that your mind is not likely to ever understand. For it is no longer time for us to let our minds lead the way. Our minds are beautiful tools. They've helped us to arrive at this point. But they cannot comprehend what the new world looks like. This new world, you will feel it in your heart. And I would encourage you every day to practice feeling your path within your body. The wisdom that comes through you will guide you on every step that you take. It will help you choose the proper resources for your body so your body can maneuver through some very intense energies. And just as an aside, the energies will not subside. We are at a point where the pressure that we feel feels very real, but it is our bodies simply needing time to adjust. If we are to hold our divine consciousness within our human body, we must listen. Make the connections and do what it is that our body is asking us to. I call this body wisdom. If you don't know how to mitigate what you're experiencing in your body, be it sickness, disease, weakness, pains, whatever it is, the first thing I would encourage you to do is to allow nature to assist you. Step out into the sunshine and let it radiate on your skin. Take your shoes and your socks off. Get your bare feet on the ground. Let Mother Earth help you balance the energies within your body. Wade or bathe in the water. Breathe in the fresh air. Observe and listen to the birds and the creatures around you. Divinity, humanity, nature, all connected. Nature's plants, the trees. All of these things here to assist us, at no cost to us whatsoever. There is so much wisdom that is coming in from nature, meant to assist you on your journey. If only you'll make the choice to tune in, to listen, and to take action on the guidance that you receive. Sometimes the action is doing nothing at all, taking a break, pausing for a moment, or taking a nap. Other times the action is something very specific to your journey. And the truth is that only you will know. There is no one outside of you who will have the answer that serves your highest good. And it is a practice. It's a commitment to your path. It's a willingness to keep going. It's willpower on some occasions. But as you do the work, continue to practice, you'll find that your faith in your path grows stronger with every step that you take. You'll feel the higher frequencies of the new world, the love and the joy, the bliss and the ecstasy, the laughter, the unity, the peace that surpasses all understanding. These are things that I want for you, for all of you, for everyone to know. To be so committed to your path that you're willing to do whatever it takes to walk with God in every moment. For your mind cannot know how good it can be. But I know you will feel it in your heart if you choose to. All you need to do, if it seems an awkward thing for you, is to ask. Ask your divinity to help you feel the frequencies of your own unique version of heaven on earth within you. Ask to be shown in your dreams. Help is always available. All you need to do is remember to ask for it. Highest good. These days before us will present challenges, but I know we were made for these times. We came here to do the work, to move through the challenges, and to be the examples so that others find the courage to do the same. The noise on the outside doesn't matter. If you find it infecting your space, your thoughts, your worries, turn it off, tune it out, make it go away. Everything around you, everything, everyone, every person, every experience is a signal. Choose the signals that you allow into your field wisely. Clear out the crap. Fill in the empty spaces with the light of God. and practice. Practice tuning in to the frequency of you, my love. This is so very important. And I know you've got this. I love you.